Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Sasha Merrill.
Mr. Merrill.
That would be me.
Well, that's you. You're having more the day than
I am. I know.
The Honorable Mr. Gwynn, he's going to do your hearing now. Just hold on, sir, while we get all our paperwork. That is in this big house. He will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Mr. Merrill, I have one request for you before we start. And this hearing's being recorded, and when you hold the phone, the receiver like that, we hear your breathing in the recording. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you very much. It'll get recorded better that way. So can you please just state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Okay, my name is Joshua Merrill, 269-899.
Okay, thank you very much, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Board of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing about your community supervision, and this is concerning the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form to notify you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on September 28th, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that form listed your hearing rights, and one of your hearing rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you, so are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board who are conducting this hearing. There are four of us here. You can see on the video, and if you go look down at the other end of the bench from where I am, at that far end is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle of the bench here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today. Also with us today is Mr. Audemary, who's a community corrections officer, and he's representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer today. You can see Mr. Audemary there now. Before we get started, I need to swear you both in. So Mr. Merrill and Mr. O'Leary, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and be you so firm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. O'Leary and Mr. Merrill. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And phase two, to determine if your supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Mr. Merrill, could I just ask a question? Is there a door open because we have so much background noise?
Do you want to shut the door?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's possible.
That's
yes, sir.
Yes, thank you. I didn't see a door, but
I didn't either. I had to get in some way.
Oh, there you go.
Much better. Thank you, sir. All right. So, Mr. Merrill, I'm going to need information from your warrant, and as I read you this allegation, the one allegation, I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll take some testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk more about it then. And then the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So, we'll start phase one of your hearing with the one allegation on your warrant, which says that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed into, or probably about to lapse into, criminal ways or company as follows. Condition number two, violating condition number two, demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to and secure residence at TLC, located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, on or about September 1st, 2017, as verbally or written directed on September 1st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Merrill, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and based on Mr. Merrill's admission and information in warrant number 2017W3107, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
All right, Mr. Mayor, hold on just 1 second. We have a little bit of paperwork here. All right, and we will now then move to phase two of your hearing. And Mr. Mayor, this is to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we get started here with phase two, we're going to ask for some additional information about your supervision from Mr. Oliveri. And then just if you just stay on the phone there, and we'll be right back with you, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Barrett was released from the Department of Corrections on September 1st of 2017. He was arrested on September 12th of 2017 by PSNPD on new felony charges of promoting prison contraband. He was returned back to EOC custody on September 18th of 2017. He has 11 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on January 8th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, disorderly conduct, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2007, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2007, impersonating a peace officer, 1 year. And in 2011, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 9 months. The offender has 2 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 4, mental health score is a 3, and the substance abuse score is a 2. There's no SPGA information noted. 1 prior term of supervision. In 2015, TIS release, absconder for 17 days, revoked by the BOEC. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history, drugs noted. Also, since his return back to ADC custody, he did receive a major ticket for possession of a weapon. There are no other arrests noted. His community risk level is a G2B4 and status of charges. An email was received from parole supervisor Scott Fleshman on Tuesday, October 3rd of 2017. Offender Joshua Merrill, number 269-899, was arrested on September 12th of 17 with Gila River Police Department on absconder warrant from ABC. Offender was an absconder for 11 days. Offender was also charged for promoting prison contraband, felony, and charges are still pending.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oliveri. There's no indication on this warrant of any pending charges, so we weren't aware of that. Surprise. Mr. Merrill, it looks like you were released from Lewis to go to TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, and you agreed to go there, and that was on September 1st, but on the 6th, your parole officer received a discharge letter telling him that you had not reported there. What happened? Why didn't you go there?
I had some heavy problems and I went back to Payson instead of making the bad decision not to report.
And you said back to Payson?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just taking a couple of notes here. I know you were out a short period of time. Were you working at all? Did you have a job lined up? Or?
I did. I was doing side work for a friend of mine.
Okay, so side work. All right, and it looks like you were assigned a color in the Task UA program, but you disappeared to Payson, I guess, before there was a chance for any UAs to be taken. All right, Mr. Merrill, what were you doing when, was it the Gila River PD that picked you up?
It was in Payson PD.
Payson PD, okay. What caused you to come to their attention that day when they arrested you?
I guess there was a suspicious van or something, and I was outside of Walmart, and I happened to be in the vicinity, and they read my name and found that I had a warrant.
Okay, I see. So they weren't specifically looking for you. You just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So during the the 11 days that you were gone, you, why did you not get in touch with your parole officer?
I figured it was a bad decision to come back to PC after that letter had a warrant, so I was kind of doing it off, I was going to turn myself in.
Okay, so you were thinking about it. Because it looks like you had a previous period of community supervision, and you absconded that time, too. All right. And it looks like since you've gotten back, even since you've been back in prison, you've got a major write-up for possession of a weapon. What was that about?
There was something at my house. There was a weapon at my house. I guess I didn't know that was there.
And what was the weapon?
I guess it was some sort of knife, shank, prison shank material.
Okay. Mr. Alders, hold on, Mr. Merrill. Mr. Alders?
I have additional information on that ticket if you would like.
Yes, thank you.
On September 30th of 17, at approximately 11:20 hours, ICO2 Vasquez, number 9642, conducted a search of Mero Joshua 269899 housing location. During the search, ICO2 Vasquez found a prison-made weapon in the cabinet located on the top shelf. The weapon was hidden inside of a t-shirt belonging to Merrill and was wrapped in toilet paper.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Merrill, you're saying that wasn't your weapon?
No, it was not.
Okay, and is this an open dorm setting?
Yes.
So, okay, all right. Thank you. Do any of my fellow board members have questions for Mr. Merrill? No? All right, well, Mr. Merrill, I do have a question. It appears you have some drug use in your past. What drug? What drug do you
Black tar heroin.
Okay, so you have heroin use in your past? And when was the last time you used heroin?
It was January of this year.
Okay, so January of 2017. So it's been a bit. Any other drug, Mr. Mayo?
No.
Okay, so heroin. All right. All right, Mr. Merrill, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement for the board, if you'd like to do that. If you could, just please not repeat anything you've already told us. So go ahead, what would you like the board to know?
I just have to apologize for the inconvenience, and I appreciate you guys giving me a chance, and I apologize for receiving this time on community supervision, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Merrill. The board is going to go into discussion now and make a determination about your case, Mr. Merrill. And it might sound like we're talking to you, but it's really just the board talking among itself, because we don't discuss cases in advance. We do all our discussion right here in this room. So if you just stay on the phone, remain silent, we'll be back with you in just a minute. All right, Mr. Merrill?
Thank you.
The board's now in discussion. Mr. Merrill is a young man with fairly short criminal involvement. However, I can't overlook in both terms of community supervision, he is absconded. And in this particular case, there appear to be any felony charges, which we don't know much about, but there they are. And also, since his return to prison, he's received a major discipline. I'm not seeing Mr. Merrill as a good candidate for community supervision, but I hope that they get input from my fellow board members.
I agree with you. I do agree with you, ma'am.
Then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant number 2017W3107, or conversation with Mr. Merrill, information provided by Mr. Oliveri, and particularly the pending felony charges, which would have occurred in supervision or otherwise, but pending felony charges. I am going to move to revoke Mr. Merrill's community supervision, as he was going to be violated in terms of conditions of supervision, and that was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second, agreed.
Mr. Merrill, I don't know if you can hear for that noise in the background, I apologize. Oh, there it's better. Mr. Merrill, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You'll be released from the department on or about January 8th of 2018, which is, you know, not too far away. I would urge you to not look at this as a negative thing, but to consider it a time that you can kind of get your plans together, work with your CO3 building institution, so you've got something kind of put together, so you have a direction. And hopefully we will not see you back here in the Department of Corrections. I know that would be one of your wishes too, to not return. And we wish you much success, and thank you for participating in your hearing today.
Sir, would you put the CO3 back on for us, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to get it right now. Thank you. You guys have a good day, okay?
Thank you so very much, sir.
This hearing is concluded. Therefore, the discussion may take place.